You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ocho, seis, uno, cero.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Waveform Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699.
3, 2, 8. 3, 2, 8. 4, 2, 3, 6, 4.
Today on the Radio Art Hour, we feature Yvette Janine Jackson's 2021 work, Test Flight Number 1, and Diana Chang's 1989 work, Falling Free. We'll hear Chang's tale of Asian immigrants coming to America in the second half of the show. First, we'll hear Yvette Janine Jackson's 2021 work, Test Flight Number 1. Jackson is a composer and installation artist who brings attention to historical events and social issues through her radio operas. She blends experiences with her work as a theatrical sound designer and electroacoustic musician into a narrative style of composition. Jackson's work is inspired by early 20th century radio plays and theatrical sound design. She writes, quote, Test Flight Number 1 is an etude for a series of compositions themed around commercial space tourism. Let's get on board now with Test Flight Number 1 from Yvette Janine Jackson.
Three, 9, 6, 0, 4, 0, 2, 6, 7.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
From 2021, that was Yvette Janine Jackson and her Test Flight Number 1 on the Radio Art Hour. Next, we're tuning in Diana Chang's Falling Free from January 1st, 1989, commissioned by New American Radio. And the New American Radio archives are now at wavefarm.org. In Chang's work, a curious repeat of the history of Asian immigrants, she focuses on an elderly Chinese-American woman left behind in an American suburb by a husband who wishes to return to his native China. More Americanized than he, her solitude proves a liberation. Told as a monologue with flashbacks to scenes from her earlier life, Falling Free is a delicate, poetic rendering of ambiguities, the ambiguity of the Chinese-American experience and of human desire. This is an adaptation of a short story by the same name, and again, it was commissioned by the New American Radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information. Here is Diana Chang's Falling Free.
Achtung! 2, 6, 4, 2, 6, 4, 6, 6 Gruppen.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Falling Free by Diana Chang. Thank you for listening.
Let it go. Oh, let it go. This is peace. This is all I need. My chair and I reflected in the window. I'm a ghost before my time. Such thoughts. Such whiteness I stare at. In these rooms, in these walls, all my own. White reminds me of... what does it remind me of? Of course, the color of morning where Ying is gone. Ying, my husband. Ah, yes, he is my husband. In China, white is the color of mourning, the color of loss and grief. White, the absence of all color. What sense we Chinese make? We had a son-in-law, Louis, part Welsh, part Portuguese. He looked like a gypsy with green eyes. He should have worn one hoop earring. At college, our daughter met the gypsy-like assistant professor. My Chinese husband said, "Regarding miscegenation, I am of two minds. You think it's a simple
regarding
matter?"
Regarding miscegenation, I am of two minds. You think it's a simple matter?
He troubled himself, I could tell. His foot tapped, kept tapping, got on my nerves.
I'm a liberal, however. A liberal.
But Mimi is of one mind. She wanted that assistant professor, and he desired her. Our fine-boned daughter. Oh, well. I'm almost colorblind now. In the evening, green and blue look alike. In any case, the world's been shrinking. I mean, just look at our grandson. To see I lean so close. Too close, I'm sure. Taking in his features. His eyes, his nose, his skin. They seem to slip as you're looking from east to west and back again. And yet, they're so clear-cut, so pure. Let it go. Oh, I shouldn't have written Timothy. That man. But he won't. He shall not get in touch with me. Timothy, Ying's colleague. Yes, his colleague. By writing Timothy, I handed over common sense. We Chinese don't do that. All I want are my plants, my water.